Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $3 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
Welcome to another great edition of Freed on Business. As you can see behind me, Sandstone Realty Advisors specializes in creative capital market solutions, and it doesn't get more creative than our show today. I'll be joined by Jim McCarthy, my partner in Sandstone Jameson. Our company puts together real estate tokenizations. We consult and we also manage the funds that we put together. There's all kinds of ways to do this. The institutional behemoths have now gotten and have made it mainstream, and it's time for Main Street to join them. So I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. Thank you to Larry, Eric, Ismet, and the rest of the team over there. They take care of my family. They treat us like gold. They'll do the same for you. They've got stores from Key West to Gainesville, including their award-winning Land Rover Range Rover store in South Dade. And they just opened up another Land Rover Range Rover store in Western Broward. They've got everything up at 151st and Biscayne. And now on with the show. We're joined today by Jim McCarthy. Jim and I have been working for about 4 years now on the real estate tokenization aspect of business. It's gone from an idea whose time has not come to an idea that's fully engaged now. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Now, Jim, it's great to see you again. You know, HSBC just announced that they're in the middle of this. Apollo, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, they're all doing it with Oasis, our partners Oasis. So what's really going on with real estate tokenization and how mainstream is it? And, you know, then we'll talk about kind of what you and I are doing there.
Sure. What's going on is there's been a recent sudden burst of activity, both on real estate debt and real estate equity. According to Securitize, who tracks the market, there's at the moment over $200 million worth of tokenized real estate, most of it in the United States. The market's quite hot. Realty, one of the companies different than us, they sell shares in 1, 2, 3, 4 family houses, but they recently did an offering, their first in Switzerland outside the US. They sold $3 million in 10 minutes. So there's quite a bit of interest in the field.
Now, you mentioned Switzerland. We're partners with Oasis Pro. One of the things that the real estate security token will do for somebody is give them the ability to market internationally. Talk a little bit about Oasis and the ability to market this stuff internationally. And I guess you could tie that in with the fund that we're about to launch. You know, we're about to launch a fund. Talk a little bit about that and why they're doing this, because they're international. You know, lots of softballs here, Jim.
One of the things we did when we got into looking at this 4 years ago was being careful about what software companies, what markets we tied up with, what software. So we went through an extensive review of all the possibilities because we also wanted to make sure we were following SEC guidelines and other regulatory agencies as opposed to some of these sites that just kind of throw up a site and say, here we are. So we've hooked up with Oasis Pro Markets, which is an SEC FINRA registered securities exchange and broker dealer. And they use a type of software that's used globally by various exchanges. So the exchanges can be interoperative. At the moment, there's an agreement in place with Investor X out of Singapore. So if we list anything on Oasis Pro in the US, that can also be offered to investors in Singapore, which obviously means China and other South Asian countries. And it's going to be announced in the near future that there's a agreement in place with another exchange that covers New Zealand, Australia, and Hong Kong. And there's agreements in the process to expand to Japan, South Korea, Switzerland, the EU, and the UK. So we'll end up with pretty much global coverage. Latin America is the big missing piece, but you know, as you know, we're working on that on behalf of Oasis Pro.
Now, Jim, let's use our current client as an example of why people would use Oasis and what Oasis is expected to deliver to our client.
Sure. We are in legal at the moment, the fund. The company is a U.S.-based company, but investors include South Asian members as well. They are presently raising money primarily through family and friends, doing quite well at it, but they need to expand their investor base. So we will be doing a debt offering on their behalf, where we'll offer a loan, basically a five-year loan to investors at a fixed coupon paid quarterly, so it's cash flowing. And it will be open to U.S. and non-U.S. investors. And we think it will be highly attractive. It's got a substantial coupon compared to the competition. And it's an experienced company. So it will be a chance for, say, an investor in Singapore to make an investment in the U.S. with a good coupon.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the ability to create tokens for funds and the business that we're starting doing that. We're in the process of putting together $1.5 million. We're going to invest it in creating tokens for some of our clients. And in return, we're going to be able to manage those funds and get fund management. Talk a little bit about that and why that would be attractive for both people to invest in our $1.5 million fund, and also why a fund would be coming on and tokenizing with us.
Okay. Although first I'd say it's not management, it's the administration fee, because the management has a liability that you're making investment decisions.
What Thank we're doing you for is, clarifying. That's why we're FINRA and SEC compliant, because we follow the rules.
Right. So basically, a lot of people we've spoken to have said, hey, this is a great idea. We'd love to do it, but they think it's going to cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars, because that's what setting up a fund today does. And it becomes, well, how can I experiment? Tell my boss I blew all this money if it doesn't work. So we've come up with a proposal that we've signed with a first investor, where we will put up the cost, or most of the cost, of setting up the fund. Because we're doing this on a regular basis, we can do it quicker, less expensively. Plus, we have agreements with our third-party providers, because we'll be bringing them multiple transactions, so we get a substantial discount. In return for putting up the money and doing the work, we take a piece of the action. So we'll administer the fund and take a fee for doing that, or simply take a piece of the GP in some cases. At a minimum, we'd be looking at taking a 1% administration fee. So say we spend $100,000 on setting up a fund, we raise $100 million. That's $1 million a year administration fee on $100,000 invested. Pretty good return. And the $1 million would be every year the fund is in existence. So if it's a five-year fund, that's $5 million.
But what is really important is, A, it minimizes the upfront investment for the real estate operating company that's looking to fundraise, and B, it's FINRA and SEC compliant, and it's something that we're in the process of doing with one firm, and we would love the opportunity to do that with additional firms. It's a now an idea and currency that's building. Jim, who are some of the people that are on the Oasis cap table, and why do we pick Oasis as the winner?
Basically, we started the other way. We went to the software. We went looking for the software company that we thought was going to perform and survive, because there are a number of competing standards. And we ended up talking to a company called Tokeny, which is the company that now has what's the prime token software for security tokens, because you have things like NFTs, which are a totally different structure than a security token. So Tokeny has developed that software, and they're partially owned by Euronext, the European Stock Exchange, and a couple of large institutions like Apex. So there's a pretty good chance they'll be the survivor and probably the top winner. Since we wanted to be SEC compliant, Tokeny referred to us to one of their partners, Oasis Pro, who uses their software plus some additional enhancements that they've added themselves, and is partially owned by major institutions such as Redwood Trust and Apollo and have partnerships with FIS, the largest wealth management software company in the world. And again, we think they will come out as one of the survivors and probably the best of the survivors.
So people really are asking us, what is the distribution? Because if we mint the token, that's great. But if it sits on the shelf and nobody buys it, then it's really no big deal. So talk a little bit about our distribution system as we kind of wrap things up.
Sure. The key is to lock into wealth management advisors and then into actual portfolio managers. So, for example, Oasis is partners with FIS. FIS provides software to banks and to wealth managers. They're the largest company in the world providing software for wealth management. They have a wealth management portfolio. It's up to like 300,000 registered investment advisors. Oasis is also tied in with a couple of major banks, which are under confidentiality agreements. I can't say which ones, but the same things will happen, that their private banking and wealth management divisions will get access to the Oasis platform. So when we put something up, it'll go on to a listing alongside other offerings and be available to all this entire global network of wealth and investment managers. Plus, Oasis has its own marketing team, so they will be actively marketing it as a broker-dealer. We're not broker-dealers. We do not market it. We do not attempt to sell it. We don't place it. We will do the back office administration, but Oasis has a strong network and the legal ability to do the placement globally.
So wrapping up, Jim, where do people get more information? Where do they get advice? And how do they sign up for the newsletter?
They can call us directly, or they can go to the website, which is www.sandstone-jameson.com. And there's a little information and a tab for them to sign up for the newsletter.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Jim. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back with my final thoughts on this item. Jim, please stick with us. If nothing else, I'd like to talk in the green room afterwards. Mr. Mendoza, it's your turn. Wow, you're absolutely just tremendous there, Mr. Mendoza. I love that. We'll come back in a second and we'll give the website out again. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Freedom Business has now been on for about 15 years. We've done over 760 episodes. Our main sponsor has been Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank Larry, Ismet, Eric, the whole team over at Warren Henry. They're wonderful people. They treat my family like gold. Give them the opportunity to earn your trust in business, too. When you're looking to buy or lease that car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, and Lincoln up at 151st and Biscayne. My mom just got a gorgeous Lincoln from them. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audis. Down in the Keys, they've got all the great nameplates. Down in South Dade, they have Land Rover, Range Rover, award-winning store there, and they've just opened up one in West Broward as well. They're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. It makes you a member of the family. It gives you great service, loaners, all kinds of stuff. We love them. They take great care of us. So remember, join me, my beautiful wife, Vivian, my mom, lots of my customers and friends. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Fried with Sandstone Realty Advisors. We got Creative Capital Solutions. I'm doing all kinds of really interesting things. We're in the forefront of all kinds of different ways to finance your transactions. And you've heard today that we're working with these real estate security tokens. It's an incredible way to finance your transactions. It's coming. It's here. And don't let it pass you by. Mr. McCarthy and I can help you efficiently tokenize your transaction. And we can even finance the real estate tokenization for you if you want. We can do it ourselves. It'll always be FINRA and SEC compliant. We'll always have compliance looking over our shoulder. You can guarantee that it'll be done right. It'll be done correctly. And you can count on us to give you certainty of execution. So reach out to me, DM me. We're always here for you. And now my final thought on the real estate tokenization marketplace. It's time. It's going on. They're doing trillions of dollars every night in repo on this stuff. We've gotten clients now calling us. I just got off the phone yesterday with a big fund out in the West Coast. They buy office buildings, medical office buildings. So they've got a great cash flow. They're looking to expand into another fund. And in their current documents, they've allowed for the fact that they'll be able to exit this current fund with real estate tokens. So it's happening. People are building it into their documentation. We know the right lawyers. We know the right service providers. We are the team to help you get your real estate tokenized and your security token off to the right start and help you raise capital in a FINRA and SEC compliant way, always reviewed by compliance. So join me next week on Freed on Business. We'll have another great show with more innovative ideas on how to bring your business ahead and into the future. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Mr. Mendoza, the rest of the show is yours.